you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but I'm gonna go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you finished the game. You finished and won the game.
Well, that he did. Now we'll see how he looks on Sunday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can the Eagles win this Sunday against the Commanders without Jalen Hurts' running ability and his mobility? I don't think so. I think we need him to be as mobile as close to as mobile as he normally is to get through this game. Hugh thinks they could find a way by running Saquon and playing good defense. I just think the run game, it matters so much that Hurts is part of it. And I just think in the pass game, whenever he drops back, like you saw the end of that game, he was getting sacked left and right. We need him to be able to get away from pressure. Let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning on with John and Joe. We'll replay the whole thing for you later on in the show. The latest on Jalen Hurts from Nick Sirianni this morning.
Yeah, you know, that we obviously play that each day. You know, I know he'll do everything he can do to be at his top strength. I know he's a warrior. I know he you know, will get himself ready to go. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow where he is.
We'll see tomorrow where he is. I mean, Hugh, they could be playing coy, or they might not know at this point.
Well, I think when you think about the injury that he had, you know, adrenaline helped get him through the game. Monday, you go on for treatment, but you really can't tell until today. How is he feeling? What's his pain tolerance? What's the damage? You know, I'm pretty sure he's had an MRI, X-ray, whatever you have when you have that situation. And now they evaluated from that. If it's nothing too serious, it's about pain tolerance at that point and how much pain he can tolerate. So that's what you have to try to figure out.
I just think his mobility, that's the question for me. I'd be shocked if he didn't play in this game. I think by now
he's going to play.
Yeah, we'd have some sort of report.
If it's no structural damage,
he's
going to
play. It's his mobility and how much he can move and how effectively he can, like, effective movement, right? Can he shed someone? And, like, think about the 44-yard touchdown running out on Sunday. He ran through a defensive tackle.
Yeah, that was huge. He did what he had to do.
I don't know if his knee's going to be able to let him do that this Sunday. Like, he might be able to play, but that might be different. 215-592-9494. Chris in Cherry Hill. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Listen, I know somebody's got to go against the grain because you got to have a debate. But Joe and Kyle, you guys are the voice of reason. But if that's truly how you feel, Hugh, they need to march your ass down to the HR and drug test you.
Excuse me. Wait a minute, Chris. Before I let you go into your diatribe.
If someone hurts his legs, they're, come on.
Chris. Chris. If you don't comprehend what I'm saying, just say that. Because I feel like I did a really good job of laying out for you how we can win this game. Basically, the way we've been. Excuse me, Chris. Let me finish and I'll let you talk. Especially since we've been winning this way all season long. What if I said that you didn't understand? Run Saquon Barkley. What about that I said that you did not comprehend?
You can't. I mean, you just can't keep running. Saquon's a beast, but you just can't keep relying on Saquon.
Chris, excuse me. Wait a minute. Let me finish. We've been saying all season long that we can't rely on Saquon Barkley because he's this, that, and the third. Saquon Barkley has well over 40 carries this season. One more game is going to stop him? Chris, we are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're going to sit here and try to tell me, in order for us to win the Super Bowl, Jalen has to run? Is that what you're going with?
How many times a game can you honestly say, wow, that was a great pass by Hurts? How many times did he overthrow AJ?
Chris,
on the sideline reading the book because he's frustrated.
Chris, this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do, Chris, because you're talking about something emotional. I'm being logical. You're talking about Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown getting him involved in the game. We are one game away from the Super Bowl, and you're trying to sit here and tell me realistically that it makes a difference if we win or not, whether or not Jalen Hurts runs or throws the ball. Are you telling me that? Is that what you're telling me this morning?
If we have to go into the game on Sunday and Jalen can't run like he did on Sunday, making them great runs, you can't rely on him just to sit back and be a passer. You can't tell me that.
Chris, you know what you have done? I've asked you two direct questions. You have not once answered either one of them. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sitting here trying to tell me the way Saquon Barkley has been running the ball all season long, he ain't got one more game left in him that we can rely on him. That's what you're telling me right now, that we need Jalen Hurts.
I'm not saying that, but why should we have to just
So what are you saying, Jay? I mean, what are you saying, Chris? What are you saying? When I sat out here and laid it out for you.
If he's not able to run and he's not being able to be mobile, it's going to be hard for them to win.
Chris.
You can't tell me that it's going to be easy.
Chris.
You just run the shit out of Saquon all day Sunday.
Chris.
Give the ball to him. The emotions
Chris.
Are flying.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, don't talk to me. I mean, you're allowed to have your opinion. I'm not saying that. But you're being emotional. When you watch that game that we played against the Commodores the last time, you're sitting here telling me that Jalen was the factor why we lost? No, it would have been better if he would have been out there. But we almost won with Kenny Two Gloves.
But they lost.
But the defense, we lost, I feel, in my opinion. We lost is because we lost our leader on the back end, and they took advantage of that.
Well, you know, I think we lost because Jalen was out, by the way.
No, I know you're doing that, and that's fine.
I argued that entire week.
And that's fine. But Kenny Two Gloves moved the ball well enough. You're talking about the reason why I feel that we lost was because of the defense, because that's the most points that's one of the games that the defense gave us the most points they gave up all year long. And the reason why that was, the outlier was CJ GJ going out. But if you're gonna sit here and say the reason why we have to win is because Jalen has to get AJ involved and all this other stuff, I don't believe that. I think that there are plays that can be made. But when you look at all the teams and the way that they're designed, we have the strongest running game. We have the best offensive line. We manhandled the Commodores the last time that we played them.
Well, not the last time. The one before that, you mean. The first time.
Well, the reason why we didn't do it the last time is because we got off schedule and your boys started playing well.
So here's my thing on this game. The Commanders make you get off. Like, I hear you on the defense. I don't know if you can shut the Commanders down for four quarters offensively. They're going to score some points, which means we got to score points too. So we could do that with home runs, which I mean, if we get three Saquon home runs, let's all go to New Orleans together. But if we don't get home runs, how are we moving the football?
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is how it's played out in the playoffs from the games that I've paid attention to. It's about possessions and meaningful possessions and eating up the clock.
I agree, but they do it better than we do
it. No, but Joe,
they do. They hold
they
the ball.
They held the ball last week.
And the first game against Tampa.
Because they matched up well. We're talking games of matchups.
Yeah,
we're talking that's what when I'm talking right now, I'm talking matchups. They matched up well with both of those teams because they did not have the personnel up front to deal with the quarterback. And I even told you last week when Jane Daniels was playing, I said, I don't think they're gonna win because they haven't seen a quarterback like him.
You called it.
We seen him twice. And it's different when you have a speedy defense like we've been talking about all year long, and you're playing a game of possessions. And if just like I put it out there for you, if I know I'm playing against the worst team against the run left in the playoffs, which is the Washington Commodores, if I'm playing against the worst run team and I just clipped them for 150 yards and you're just saying that it was tough sledding, I'm running the ball.
I know.
Plain and simple.
I got you, but it was tough sledding. Like, if you go 28 carries for 2.8 a carry and then break one, that's a lot of punts.
Joe, that's the running
game. But it's a lot of punts.
But that's the running game, though. That is the running game. And if I'm running the ball and I'm imposing my will on you, and you talk about the fact that they ain't been home, that takes its toll.
Well, that does. I mean, that
takes its toll.
That might be the thing that makes me the most confident that no team in NFL history has gone four straight road games to get to a Super Bowl. That's big. Before Kyle has something to say, I just want to throw this in. Hugh, I think it's interesting to look back on how a team loses. Like what the Commanders lost five games, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in those five? Man, all of them, the quarterback played well against them. Like teams, when teams beat the Commanders, it was the quarterback playing well. Let me go through the five games. They lost week one to Tampa. Baker, 24-30, 289, four touchdowns, no picks. They lost to Lamar in October.
Are we talking regular season game?
Regular season.
Okay.
Well, they haven't lost postseason game.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, we're talking regular season.
I'm just saying, like, they've lost five games this year. Mm-hmm. Lamar in October, 20-26, 323, a touchdown and a pick. Russell Wilson, the week before they played us in November, 14-28, 195, three touchdowns, one pick. Jalen, right? Jalen beat them in November. 18-28, 221, no touchdowns, no picks. Cooper Rush, they lost to the Cowboys. 24-32, 247, two touchdowns, no picks. Here's what the quarterbacks in the five games the Commanders have lost have done. 69% completion, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks, averaged 255 passing per game. When they've lost, they've been thrown on. I just think if he's immobile, it's going to change things.
So doesn't this feels like the game where the passing games conversation we've had all season long, this feels like the game where it finally will matter. Whether or not you think Washington can go up and down the field against our defense or not, it's because of how Hurts is limited right now on this offense that you worry about Saquon a little bit. You worry about Jalen's running ability. Like, this feels like this whole season where we talked about, oh, it's never going to happen. You know, the Eagles are never going to have to throw their way to win a game. It feels like they finally will this week.
I'm not understanding. What are you worried about Saquon for? What are you worried about?
Hugh, did you see how ineffective Saquon was when Jalen went out against
what
Washington?
What is your definition of ineffective?
Hugh, he was getting stuffed for like 1 yard. In the second half, he was getting stuffed like 1 yard,
but
1 yard, 1 yard.
But you know what my definition is of ineffective? He still ran the ball well enough to get over 150 yards. Every defense I've ever played on, you never wanted to give up over 100 yards. I don't care how you did it.
Well, look at his yards per carry in the second half of that game.
Don't care. He still ran
for
over 100.
You should care. I mean, that's what effectiveness is to me.
What effectiveness is this, Kyle, is when you're able to wear another team down, and that's what they did.
Well, they didn't. They lost the game. And Washington wore us down because we couldn't sustain drives.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they score on the last drive?
Yes, our defense was the one that was tired.
Didn't Jaden Daniels throw on a frozen rope?
Our defense was the one that was tired. We didn't wear them down. They wore us down.
No, we made it because CJGJ wasn't out there.
Oh, well, you're making an excuse for the defense.
I'm not making excuses. When he was out there, did they play well? Before he went out, were they moving the ball at all before he went out?
Okay.
No, Ed, just answer the question. Did they move the ball before CJGJ went out?
They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter.
But they weren't moving the ball at the clip they were before he went out.
I'm talking about our offense and our inability to move
run
the ball and score touchdowns.
All you have to do, run the ball.
But all right, let me ask you a question. If I'll use a baseball analogy. If you have 4 at-bats and you hit 1 home run and strike out 3 times, you got 3 bad at-bats. That's the Eagles' running game right now. I'm going to give you a stat, okay? They had 3 huge runs Sunday, right? Jalen's touchdown, Saquon's 2 touchdowns, right? That was their 3 huge runs. That was like 40% of their whole offense for the whole day. The rest of the game, they averaged 2 yards a play.
I could say the same thing about the game that the Commodores won. They had a handful of plays where they made plays. They didn't control the game. They did not control the game.
I think Joe's analogy is right, though, because with the Phillies, we wouldn't describe our offense as an effective offense. They lived and died by the home run.
As well, okay, let me do this for y'all. As well as the Rams played and put us in heart palpitations at the end of the game, mm-hmm. Who do you feel was in control of the game the whole game?
The Eagles were in more control,
even though we couldn't throw the ball.
But the Commanders are better. The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
The Commanders are tougher than the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rams was one of the better defenses we saw all year.
I agree with you. But the Commanders are a better team. They won more games.
The Commanders are riding a hot hand.
They've won seven in a row.
I am not taking anything away from the way that Jaden Daniels has played. I feel. Even though when I said yesterday, I was envious of the way he's playing because he's playing well. But when you talk about the playoffs and you talking about this game in particular, we match up extremely well with this team. A man whoop a man. Because at this time of the year, in this game, like my coach Tommy Brazier used to say, rest in peace, it's about a man whoop a man. And we got the personnel up front. Just like I said, you line up and you go 2 tights and you give Saquon the ball, we are going to win that matchup every time.
Well, that would be okay. So that's interesting, and this is going to fall on Kellen Moore. That's not the way the Eagles run their offense. They go shotgun, Jalen read option. Like, I'm with you. If they do what you're saying, I think they can run the ball on the Commanders. But if it's Jalen read option and the Commanders realize early can't run,
it's
not going to work.
If Kellen Moore get out there like he did the other day and trying to bootleg and shotgun Jalen, and he ain't right, I'm a run downstairs.
Well, that's what our worry
is. And slap him across his lips and be like, man, what the hell are you doing? You are costing me a trip to Buc-ee's. This is not hard. See, we're sitting up here.
See, now it's personal. He's got to get the Buc-ee's.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, he's got to get the Buc-ee's.
We're sitting up here making this harder than it needs to be. It's a man whoop a man at this point. And if anybody calls you talking about they worried about Saquon carries, You need to be slapped across the lips, too.
I want to run him 40 times. I just don't know how effective he'll be if Jalen can't move.
Didn't work when Hurts was out against Washington.
This is it.
It didn't.
This is it. This is for all the marbles.
That's not making me feel better.
Oh, boy.
Man, I ain't worried about what Jalen back there doing. Jalen, hand the ball to Saquon. Throw it every now and then. Don't get cute. Hand the ball to Saquon. Eastbound it down. I have an agenda.
This is really an experiment.
Eastbound it down.
It's an experiment that is.
Damn it, I'm close.
We are close.
I wasn't close last year, Joe. Damn it, I'm close today.
We're close.
I'm close.
It's an experiment to see how the Eagles could win with Jalen. I mean, they've won all year with a run-based scheme. Now we're entering a week where we don't know if he's going to be mobile. I mean, that's a huge part of Jalen, who he is as a quarterback, who he is as a runner. I mean, they convert first downs with his legs all the time. Bon is in North Philly. What's up, Bon?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Bon. What are you thinking?
Question real quick. Mm-hmm. So last week, right or wrong, if AJ catches that ball, do we score?
You talking about the one he dropped up about to score? Yeah, that one. Yeah, it looked like
all
it,
right,
yeah.
Okay. So you remember the one before that for the first down. That was after we scored, we stopped, and we got the ball back. And when we had to punt the ball after that drop, we punted the ball off. So we possibly either drive that up and get in scoring range. We don't know what would have happened. Okay, with the Goddard screen, right, where that was a pass. It wasn't a Jalen Hurts run. It got called back. We had to settle for a field goal, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, with the tush push. If we don't false start, do we get a touchdown, right?
But what's the point of all this?
Trying to say all the points we left on the board.
It's a lot of points left on the board that even without Jalen's run, we possibly could have still won that game without the run.
But, Ron, I could do the same. It's football. Like, if Jalen Carter doesn't hit Stafford, he's got Higbee wide open over the middle, Rams win the game, right? Like, that's football.
Oh, but what I'm saying is these are plays like A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the league. He don't drop passes often. Right.
Of course, yes.
Okay, we have one of the best offensive line that we had this year. We haven't been doing the illegal man downfield. We've been kind of pretty good with that.
Yeah, not as much as in the past. Yeah, that definitely not as much.
Okay, so let me ask you with the Commanders game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with he on this. If you go look back at the scrambles on fourth down when CJ went out, his replacement is the one that missed the tackles that allowed the drive to keep going. So if we stop him on fourth down when CJ would have hit him, while he was more than likely hit him while he was in there, they wouldn't have had those scoring drives.
I agree. Right? Yeah, I mean, it was a huge part of the game.
And Devontae Smith dropped the ball that would have ended the game.
Well, I mean,
so
of course.
People keep talking about how we lost the game. Yeah, but you got to look at the things that happened within that game that caused us to lose.
Bon, there's also, like, let's also about other what-ifs on Sunday. If Jalen doesn't take two sacks to get him out of field goal range, they have two more field goal attempts. Like, we have a new variable now. There's a potentially, and I don't know, we don't know until Sunday. He might not be able to move like normal. So it changes. We're not used to watching the Eagles without Jalen moving. It's a huge part of his game. It's why he's so good. So now it's going to change the offense.
So I definitely agree, but I don't think people give him credit for two things that he's been doing, and I've been watching all these clips and films. First of all, he hasn't been turning the ball over.
Not at all.
The recipe for disaster in the playoffs for all the quarterbacks. The only one that didn't have a turnover he lost was Stroud, and I'm not going to talk about the Chiefs, but that's the only one. Other than that, he hasn't been turning the ball over, and on both of Saquon runs, he's the one that checked out of it to get them into the right place on both of the long runs last week.
Well, sure. I mean, his mind is still there. But I think we're all right, Bon, good phone call. I think we're missing something on like that run.
Mm-hmm.
Why do those runs work so well?
Because Jalen's a threat to run the ball.
And if the Commanders realize early in the game he's not, how do we move the ball?
Why do you think I'm going too tight? That's why I'm going too tight, because that
eliminates. You think the Eagles are going to change their offense this week?
Why not? Because it does two things. It gives you an element that maybe the Commodores didn't account for.
So,
and it also allows you to have more people on the line of scrimmage to get that push. This I like the matchup, even if we don't go too tight. I like the matchup of our offensive line against their defensive line. They've played a lot of football, man. And as well as they're playing, at some point, all that travel takes a toll on
that.
You know what I mean?
Of all the factors this week, that one I feel like is getting the least play, and it should. This is their fourth straight road game. It does. It takes a huge toll.
Well, so, and the other thing, and this is part of the worry that Bomb brought up, is we're not turning the ball over. We're not putting it in the air that much.
We don't have to.
But we might. This week is the point.
I don't think we have to. See, that's my thing. You're like we've been doing this for the last couple weeks. We've been anticipating for the last few weeks that Jalen is going to have this 300-yard game.
But now it feels like he will.
I don't think that's the case.
This feels like the passing game is way more important this week.
200? Why is the passing game?
It doesn't have to be a stat. It needs to be better than it was the last 2 weeks.
Riddle me this.
We'll know it if it is.
This is the best offense we've seen since them.
Riddle me this, though. We're playing against the absolute, what are they like, 20-something in run defense? Something like that?
29, yeah.
They're the 29th ranked run defense, and they're in the playoffs. Why are we throwing the ball as much as y'all feel that we need to throw the ball in order to win?
Well, okay.
Because you're thinking, let me help you because I know what you're about to say. Because you're thinking you're going to be playing catch-up. You're going to be in a shootout.
I don't know if catch-up, but it might be they're scoring, so we got to score.
I don't see it playing out that way.
We gave up 36 last time we faced them.
they gave up 36, Joe, because of the reason why I told you. If you would have came in here and told me that they probably could score because N'Kobe Dean's out, I might have bought that one. But I feel like the way that this team – see, because I think what I'm saying, y'all not understanding what I'm saying. Because now we're playing possession football.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so if I'm – say, for instance, if I – say, and the Eagles aren't going to do it, but say if they get the ball in the first half and I eat up 8 minutes off the clock.
But how are we doing that without throwing the ball?
Running the ball.
But, Hugh, that run game, there was a lot of strikeouts. There was home runs, but they didn't possess the ball really well Sunday.
Let me say, there are going to be some pass plays in that, but if I'm controlling the clock, however which way I'm controlling, I can control it with – Grant Calcaterra screen pass. I can control it with a Dallas Goedert across the middle. I don't have to throw the ball down the field. But the bottom line is this. My bread and butter and what they're going to commit to the most is the run game.
I agree with you. I just know Jalen took 7 sacks, and for 3 quarters of that game, he had 2 good wheels. 7 sacks.
Listen, Saquon just hit L.A. with 200 yards on the ground. You think there's a defensive coordinator that's in this playoffs is looking at that and be like, oh, no, we're worried about Jalen's running, passing the ball. No, they worried about that.
No, I know, but the Eagles almost lost with 200 yards on the ground because their quarterback took 7 sacks.
They had almost lost. That was crazy. But
They didn't. Well, then hopefully we continue this going the way it is. 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, your phone calls here. I think the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to win this football game, you know, as well as Saquon. It's part of the offense. Hugh doesn't think they need it, and we might not have it. It might be an immobile Jalen on Sunday. Do the Eagles need Hurts' running ability to beat the Commanders? Where do you think about this as we get ready for this week here? All right, where do you come down? Your calls now. Plus, we'll get to what they're saying nationally about the passing game versus the Rams this weekend, how Washington might prepare to defend this Eagles offense. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Throughout the entire NFL playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, takes it to the next level. Right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Get started with $300 in bonus bets. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sports partner of the NFL.